wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
Will PayPal ever recover, or will that be just an epic fail?
I know some analysts are saying that it's fallen far enough and it's time for it to recover. I see they're doing some things with AI, but this goes back to this case that I've been making for like the last year, that like America's lost its way. I think we got too comfortable. It could fall maybe to $43 at its lowest, but I don't see a case to buy PayPal. Like, I think we have to have a conversation about the entire industry of payment processing going through a recession, like, or a freeze, like with interest rates being up. Stripe missed their IPO. We all have had cases where money's been locked up in PayPal for 3 months, or Stripe, or etc. Stripe is getting like a quiet monopoly. I see they did their partnership with Kajabi and a couple other platforms, but I don't see how PayPal works themselves out of this hole that they've been in and getting back to 189. Like, COVID really hit them hard. And then Stripe emerged as the safer player and became the new PayPal of this generation. Like, if you talk to anyone young, PayPal is almost like an archaic platform. I know they tried to, you know, tie themselves to crypto. Maybe if they would have launched a coin, it could have helped and got some of that crypto craze behind them. But I don't see anything in terms of leadership or innovation and products that will allow them to, for the stock to go back up. Like, I think it may be one of those companies that used to be great. But when you, same with the Spurs, no one talks about, the Thunder, all the talent they end up losing, or Houston, all the talent they end up losing over time. I don't think this company will ever emerge as like one of the top 50 stocks internationally ever again. But what do you guys think?
This is, it's interesting. We talk about, well, we used to talk about a recession, and we used to talk about recessionary environments. And we talk about the market being great, right? Stock market hit all-time highs, and the NASDAQ is hitting all-time highs, and the S&P. But there are effects that are happening that we should be talking about, right? These are the casualties of interest rates, right? Like, when interest rates are high, I know we're waiting for Fed cuts, and we're like, oh, can't wait. But like, no, there's real companies that are being affected. Payment processing is one of them. You talked about Dollar General, right? When you have something that's selling for a dollar and the interest rates go up, guess what? Mm-hmm. You can't sell it for a dollar anymore, bro. Like, you can't sell it for a dollar. It's just not going to work. You're going to be out of business, and this is why you're going to have to close 600 stores. That's what happens. Like, this is part of it. We saw it happen with regional banks, right? Banks make money, interest rate.
It's tighter.
If you don't have customers that are going to be able to get things at these rates, then you're not going to have customers, and you're not going to make money. So, like, it's unfortunate, and this is part of business. And yes, the economy, when we look at the stock market, looks like it's doing really well, but there are pockets that have
they're getting destroyed.
This is the recession for them. This is and so, like, this is a part of business. So, like, when we watch the economy as a full thing, like, if this was a map, we were looking at the sectors, like, these are pockets where they're feeling the effects more so than others.
Operating margin 16%, profit margin 14% for a tech company. It's tough. Stripe missed their IPO window. I don't know if they have another IPO that would have been worth that valuation ever again. And Stripe relatively is a innovative company. Missed their window. PayPal at one point was at what?
314?
315, yeah.
Jeez.
It's like, the thought of it even being at 48, going back to America, exceptionalism, it's a lot of pressure. A lot of companies did well when interest rates were zero. We've seen a lot of entrepreneurs come and go. And then all of a sudden, when those margins compress, please write this down. Like, if you are a small business, I just find a small business, anything less than $200 million a year, your margins need to be at 50, 60% minimum, publicly traded. I don't like it unless you're at 22%. Apple's a multi-trillion dollar company operating at 25% profit margin. You have to fact, because at some point, people are going to stop buying. There's going to be a new player in town. Inflation happens. Concession, legislation, something is going to change your model. Even for us, we got to factor in if the payment process will give us the money.
That's a
like, damn, y'all worse than Suge and Trick with the no-fly zone. Like, what? Wait,
how long is it going to take? We saw it. I mean, Square is a casualty of it. We watched it with a firm.
Yep.
These are those factors that will, when you look at a company, especially in these areas. Yeah, man. Sometimes the economic factor will determine how successful the company is going to be. This
people don't talk about it. Like, the payment process are a derivative of banking. So unless you're the big three, JP Morgan, Bank of America, like, you're in trouble. Like, if I told you, like, when we started the show, Credit Suisse would be in trouble, New York Community Bank will fall apart, Silicon Valley Bank is going to go under, like, you'd be like, you are a fucking moron. No. I even seen the changes in social media content payouts and seeing a podcast break up. That's a part of inflation. Spotify, I like Daniel, but if we would have ran $2 billion into the ground, oh, we've been called the biggest scammers of all time. Y'all blew $2 billion. Act, I know you want to give Meek a milli. Hey, may not be the best idea. You're going to get paid to get beat up on camera.
Entire
are compressing. Like, even when Elon did the interview with Don Lemon, and Don was being Don, right? So Elon was bothered, but it was the first time I saw Elon in a long time be frustrated with a reporter and kind of signal some things in business are not going right. Bezos, the only one who's still on the yacht, like, he was at my yacht party having a blast with a Latina. He the only one. Everybody else is head down working. I heard Hov say nothing. They said Hov working on the project. I'm like, if Hov putting out music and Beyonce just came off tour, they're still working. Oh, there's some shit coming.
Zuckerberg sold two homes.
Bezos bought a $31 million mansion in Miami.
Yeah.
Zuck sold two cribs?
In California. He sold two houses in California. He sold a boatload of Meta stock.
Shares. Man. And he deserved it for that run-up. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if all of like our figureheads, our Rockefellers of this era, Carnegies, are selling off and they're grinding their ass off, they know something's coming. When will the shoe drop? I don't know. Probably after the election, maybe February of next year. But they changed the definition of a recession, you know? Like, imagine owning Dollar Tree and be like, okay, recession's about to hit. We about to make a killing. And they changed the classification so you can't even bait rich people to go in and buy your store, and you got to raise prices on the lower-end consumer.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.